the Ready by Five radio series. Much discussion around early childhood programming and services, both nationally and locally. Key community reps join in to discuss the local landscape, system of care around early childhood in Kent County. Today, our topic, behavioral health, mental health in early childhood. Marguerite Morgan from Arbor Circle. Good morning to you, Marguerite.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Kristen Peck from West Michigan Partnership for Children. Glad you're here, Kristen.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Yes. What is behavioral health, if I may start with you, Marguerite?
All right. When you talk about behavioral health, we're talking about addressing mainly the family or the child's mental, emotional, and social development. You might have heard the term biopsychosocial. All of those combined together, whatever the person's biological history, their physical health, their emotional health, their relationship with their families, what good messages, what good hugs and things that they receive, as well as the social environment, all of that combines together to affect that person's social functioning, their relationships. And when they don't have that good feeling of well-being, it affects their behavior. And unfortunately, usually negatively.
Kristen, what do you have to add?
Well, you know, children's brains develop at a rapid pace in early childhood. In fact, 85% of the brain is developed by the time we are 5 years old. And so these years are really critical and formative as children are learning all the skills and information that they will need to function for the rest of their lives. And brain development is sequential, and so laying a strong foundation is really crucial for moving on to more complex concepts. And so during early childhood, the brain is particularly vulnerable to the child's environment, and the child's experiences and relationships in those first few years of life shape the way their brain develops. And as Marguerite mentioned, studies point to the connection between adverse childhood experiences and physical health and well-being. And in fact, repeated and prolonged exposure to trauma or adverse experiences can impact a child's brain development, their brain chemistry, and their nervous system. So it's never too late to address behavioral health concerns. And research is clear that we get better results if we address them early.
So I want to stay with you, Kristen, before I go back to Marguerite. I mean, obviously, with the focus on physical health, why is it important that we also pay close attention to mental health, the experiences that shape them?
Because the good thing about this is that the ability to become serious hardship can be done. And so that's what we refer to as resilience. And that's when children show healthy development and despite of the adversity they experience. And so one way to build that resilience in children is to support their caregivers. The single most common factor for children who develop resilience is at least one stable and committed relationship with a supportive parent, caregiver, or other adult. And so focusing on behavioral mental health and looking at it, as Marguerite mentioned, as a family system is really critical. And so we can equip our youth with the tools they need to thrive and help support healthy brain development.
Thank you for that. Marguerite, what contributes to behavioral health problems in young children?
It's a mirror of things, but fortunately we have a major study, as Kristen mentioned, the ACEs study, the Adverse Childhood Experiences. And all of those different areas that if a child receives those during their early development, it affects them for their lifespan. And some of those areas, poverty encompasses so many things, but also child abuse, neglect, the death of a parent, the loss of a parent, either through foster care or death, incarceration, also being raised by a family member that has severe mental health issues, which can be depression, anxiety, as well as substance abuse issues. And when those issues are not addressed, one of the main things that develop is toxic stress. And toxic stress is developed when you have a numerous amount of adverse experiences, also intensive, and then the duration that you have experienced. And toxic stress affects that brain development. It centers a lot of times in the stem of the brain that is like the control and central control of our whole body. But it also affects us emotionally and our relationships with other people. And when that child doesn't get that, like Kristen said, that secure base, that secure caregiver doesn't have to be the biological parent, but it has to be someone that is giving them that consistent support and love in order to alleviate many of the experiences that they have during their early childhood.
Nice. Question for both of you. I'll start with you, Kristen. Let's go into spend some time on the resources. What resources do we have here in our great community to, well, as you mentioned, to increase resilience and address behavioral health problems in this tender age of early childhood?
West Michigan Partnership for Children is an organization that, through a contract with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, oversees foster care in Kent County. And we are really focused on reducing the traumatic impact of separation from family on the children that we serve. We know that, as Marguerite mentions, separation from a family is a traumatic event in itself and compounded by additional traumatic events that led to that separation. And so our work is really to provide appropriate support and intervention to ensure that youth who are removed from their homes are placed in safe and family-like settings with culturally responsive and trauma-informed services. And so we work with our partner agencies to strengthen and empower families to really help build skills of caregivers. And our goal really is to increase family reunifications and decrease the time children spend in the child welfare system and really decrease the traumatic impact of the experience and promote resiliency.
Can you share, Marguerite?
Yes. As the program manager for our Arbor Circle Early Childhood, we have a program to address any need that any family would have with having a young child. It can be severe problems with the mom's mental health, postpartum depression, anxiety. It could be the child being born with some type of developmental or health care issue that the mom is depressed because she was expecting the family a normal, healthy child. But we also provide educational support, child development support through some of our programs, as well as ensuring that child care providers get the support that they need so that they can make that environment supportive for the children and the mother can be comfortable or the father while they're at work knowing that their child is being taken care of. So we address every area of early childhood that a family would need. Our main focus today is our infant mental health program. And that program, the main focus of that program is to strengthen that parent-child attachment relationship. All of us have heard about attachment and how important that is. And we focus on anything that would cause a disruption in that relationship, whether it is foster care, whether it's the mom's mental health, whether it's just stress from having multiple responsibilities as a parent. Parenting is very hard and difficult for the parent as well as the child. So whatever is separating that relationship, we work on that relationship, whatever the mom brings to the relationship and whatever the child brings to the relationship. And many of the interventions that we do are simple interventions, just increasing positive parent-child interaction. Ask the child when they come home from school, how are you feeling? How was your day? I'm 63, so a lot of those things didn't happen when I was growing up. Children were seen and not heard, but that's not the environment now. We know through the research that children need to be stroked, they need to be hugged, they need to be able to have someone that they can run to when they're in stress.
But you played outside when you were little, too,
right,
didn't you?
All day.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And again, we call this the Ready by Five radio series. Is five years of age is critical, that time leading up to it. This is what we're talking when we're talking early childhood, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. What else do you have to share, Kristen?
Parents can find more information about how to connect to services and what they can do at home to support their young children at www.successstartsearly.org.
And give me an Arbor Circle website, if you would.
Arborcircle.org.
Right. And give me your WMPC website.
We have WMPC.care, and then we also have FosterKentKids.care, and they'll take you to the same place, but Foster Kent Kids will take you to our foster parent recruitment site.
And obviously, good information shared because it's necessary. You're busy, and things need to be busy when it comes to shaping our future. Marguerite Morgan, Arbor Circle, Kristen Peck, West Michigan Partnership for Children. Good to see you, ladies. Thank you for talking about mental health in early childhood with this Ready by Five radio series. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
You too.